Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering.
Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause the very thing that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along
with
everybody, welcome to another Wednesday night edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth, coming live from Milwaukee. I have my special guest with me, the one, the only, R-Trell Jones. He wants clapping. The best wide receiver in the great state of Wisconsin.
Oh my God.
In high school, my son Robert Crawford is with us tonight. And as I say, we are here. There's been a lot going on this past last couple of weeks in and around the area. And I'm sure that there are people who are listening in just in case I might drop a name or two. But you know what?
Drop the A bomb, drop the B bomb, either drop the C bomb.
But you know what bomb I'm not going to drop? Their name bomb. They're going to have to keep listening to see if they they want to hear anything about my thoughts and feelings on certain things that have gone on. If I even have the desire to mention it. Anywho, moving straight along.
What the hell are we going to do anyway?
We're in September. Can you believe that? It's September already. The kids are all back at school, which we'll actually do.
Yay.
You know what? In honor of the kids going back to school, I will be playing a song shortly. But the kids are all back to school. We've got a high school son now. There's people, I'm just stunned, you know, the fact that I turned 40 this month, which is why I don't participate in the high school bullshit that's going on with some people. You know, I actually grown up, unlike those people who are stuck in high school playing games and playing it as being an adult. But anywho, we have a son who's in high school. He's on the football team. Those of you who follow me on Facebook know how extremely proud I am of him for that. I can barely hear over this show, so I'm turning it down a bit. But anyway, here's another game tomorrow evening. They're playing against Brown Deer. And if it's anything like last week's game, oh my God. The first kickoff was caught and run back for a touchdown by Robert's team, which was really funny because there were a lot of parents who showed up a little bit late because the game started at 5:30. So you can imagine someone getting there right away after work. Robert's friend's mum, Michelle, she showed up at about 5-10 minutes after the game started. And Will, which is her husband, said, yeah, we didn't think we'd miss anything. It's like, you missed a run back. First 15 seconds there was a score, which was really awesome. It was like, the crowd went wild, and it was exactly what the team needed to really pump themselves up. Robert, what was the stats on your one friend who got the touchdown?
Yeah, 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, one of Robert's friends actually got 5 touchdowns that day. One of the sacks on the quarterback of the opposing team was just phenomenal. The kid looked like he jumped on a trampoline. Don't you remember that one, AJ?
Yeah.
He just like ran, and then all of a sudden it was like, is there a little trampoline in that particular spot? Because he flew through the air for a sack. That was probably one of the best sacks of the game. But I don't know about you. What were your memories of starting a new school? Because, yeah, even though Robert is still in the same school district, you know, he's starting a new school and all this stuff. What were your memories of starting a new school? And it doesn't matter whether it's elementary, middle, or high school. What were some of your memories that you remember from it?
Well, you always get nervous. It's like you don't know what's going to happen or what you're going to expect. But just that worrying of what's going to happen.
I think for me, when I started my high school, in England it was called a secondary school, and you start it when you're like 11, going on 12. And I went to a school that was like 5 miles away from my house, so I had to go by bike every day. And I didn't know any, well, I knew two people who were there, and that was my stepsister Tracy, who was in the same grade as me, and my cousin Robert, who was in the same grade as me. Those were the only two people I knew in the school. And it was terrifying because, you know, everybody already had these little cliques from, you know, their previous school. So they all had people to hang out with. And then there was me, I was like desperately looking for someone to hang out with. And I ended up hanging out with my stepsister and a girl called Cheryl Wilkerson and a couple of others. And you know, that lasted for up until the third year, and then everything went up in smoke. We didn't, now everything... secondary school, it was, you're in your first year, your second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year. And then you went on to sixth form college. But it was... I apologize for that. For some reason, Skype decided to drop the call. But what I was saying was when I started school, I decided to just throw myself into my schoolwork and everything, which is why I did pretty good. You know, maybe if I'd had the groups of friends and the cliques, it might not have gone quite as well education-wise. But I should explain, the high school that I went to was one of the worst in the area. But my first choice of school I didn't get into, my parents were willing to, like, fight to get me into the school I wanted to. But when I got told that I could be going with my stepsister, me and my stepsister at the time were very, very close. And I was happy. I wanted to go and be with her, and she was happy as well. But then, as I say, sadly, things changed between me and Tracy as we got older. We hit third year, which is about age, I'm trying to think, about age 13, 14, and things changed a lot. Our friendship fell apart. The group I hung out with fell apart, and I was pretty on my own a lot of that time afterwards because the old cliques that started were still there. Luckily, there was a couple of people who I did hang out with and did become good friends with, but once I left school, I really didn't really want anything to do with those in high school, which is a shame because there are some people who I've got to know now as an adult who, you know, I wish I'd stayed in contact with, but you know, that's the way life is, sadly. Things change, and, you know, I did make some good friends when I went to college. We had, oh my gosh, some of the best times. There was a bar that was literally a block or two away from the college I went to. That's where we ended up. That's where we would end up every lunchtime. They had the best lunches, the best bar food. Some days when we knew we had certain, like, classes in the afternoon, we'd have a couple of beers and go back to school feeling very merry. But it was fun. I must admit, I enjoyed college a lot more than I did school. I could have done without that. What are some other of your favorite memories about being in school?
Oh, God. It ain't that many. Because it was like, I guess most of the trouble was, like, I already followed the wrong crowd. I always got my grades all screwed up in sophomore or junior year. I guess some of the good memories I had was like, although I didn't get the chance and the opportunity to play basketball for the school, but I get the experience being on the team. What else? I was student of the month of sophomore year.
That's awesome. That's a good thing.
Yeah, this is like my freshman year, senior year, just only 2 years that was just important to me, and sophomore and junior I just want to erase.
What about you, Robert? What's been your best thing about being in school so far? He said nothing. I think he's happier now that, huh? I was going to say, I think the best thing for him now is that he's on the football team. Because I know that's something that he wanted to do for so long, and you know, we're so glad and so proud of him, as those people know. I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome seeing your son out there in the football gear. I have to resist yelling out, "Don't touch my baby," when he got out on the field. But it is cool that he's doing this and all that lot. So, in reference to the fact the kids are back in school, parents are breathing a sigh of relief, let's play a song to get us all happy. Somebody who I've missed for such a long time tuning in for this evening. She moved all the way from the East Coast to the Midwest. They pretty much drove across the country, my friend Jen. She now lives in Michigan. And she was going to be one of the recipients, along with Breast Cancer Research, of a wrestling show that we were going to be hosting in October. However, that's not going to happen. However, we are still going to do the fundraising effort for her. Certain people read it wrong, thinking that Maddie's memory was going to benefit from it, when in fact we weren't. We were just people who were going to be helping out. And a bunch of those people who helped me out on Maddie's memory are going to be in town to help do that. But now we're just going to have a fundraising effort. Which one? The cable one. No, stages. But what we're going to do is we're still going to do the fundraiser. We're making breast cancer awareness bags that are going to be sold online. You're going to be able to see, there'll be bracelets, there's going to be the silicone wristbands, dog tags, necklaces, whole bunch of other little things. They're going to be on sale. 50% of the proceeds are going to go to breast cancer research. The other 50% of the proceeds are going to be going to my friend Jen. She, as I say, she's now living in Michigan, and she is truly an amazing and inspirational woman. She trained as a doula. She's done the same course that I've done. She graduated before me, and she's just phenomenal. She also wants to, now that she's in Michigan, set up a lending and loving library, which basically means that there'll be information available to parents who have gone through loss, who might be experiencing a pregnancy that is resulting in a child who may pass away or may be born with severe complications. It's somewhere they can go to find information out. It's the same basically as a regular library, except for it's geared towards certain people. And to help her get on her feet in regards to that, we want to be able to send books or send items that people are going to be able to see and find that are available in the baby loss community. And as I say, some of those things involve money. And that's what we're going to try and do, is raise some money, get the money together and send to her so she can do this, so she can really get this started. Another friend of mine named Cara actually runs one on the East Coast. She lives in the Chesapeake area and of Virginia, and her library is absolutely amazing. She's got Reborn, she's got Angel in My Arms, Dolls, just such a varied array of things, books, pamphlets, literature, and that's basically a similar thing to what Jen's wanting to do. There is a need for it out there. There's so much information that you don't have, you know, when you experience these things, and it's our honor to be able to help her out. I'm hoping that, you know, come the new year, that's something that we'll actually be able to do. I need to actually speak with a couple of people who live in Wisconsin who I'm very good friends with, and to see if they're actually willing to help me get this started and everything. So whatever we make, Jen, you are going to be receiving 50% of the proceeds. The bags are going to be available hopefully within the next couple of weeks. And we're going to have some items that we're going to try and do an auction on to raise money for, you know, your library as well, and hopefully be able to get you really well and truly started. And as I say, it's an honor to call you a friend, and I'm so proud of everything that you've accomplished. And it's great that you're only across Lake Michigan. Hopefully next summer I can get the money together, jump on the little boat that goes across and come visit you, which to me would be phenomenal. So while we're going to quickly shift gears, I'm going to play another song, and we'll be right back after this.
Everybody get up.
Refuse it, pimpin'. I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused.
Okay, we are back. As I say, it's a good evening and everything, and finally the nights are cooling down because we live in an apartment that's like on the attic, basically. And oh my gosh, it gets so hot, like hot up here. And oh my gosh, I don't even want to begin to describe how hot it's gotten. It's been crazy, let's put it that way. But it's, it's nice now, weather's starting to cool down over night time. During the day, the humidity is starting to drop, even though the heat is like right up there. It's crazy, I'm going to put on another song because I'm in the middle of actually looking for something and I can't find it and it's going to have me completely sidetracked. So we are going to put on another song. This is actually one of my favorites. It has been since the day I heard it. And I will play it for you now.
In the atmosphere, the drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain, reminds me that there's a time to change.
Damon. I'm sorry, that was funny.
And if you didn't guess, we're back. But okay, there's a couple of things I wanted to read, and these are for a group of women who, to me, are just amazing. I don't need to say your name. You women know who you are. And there's two of them that I'm going to read, and it's called, first one's called My Everything Friend. It reads, "You magnify my happiness when I'm feeling glad. You help heal my injured heart whenever I am sad. You're such a pleasure in my life. I hope that you can see how meaningful your friendship is. You're a total joy to me." The next one that is, there's a couple, so I'm going to read you these next two. "Thank you, friend, for all the things that mean so much to me, for concern and understanding, and you give abundantly. Thanks for listening with your heart, for cheering me when I'm blue, for bringing out the best in me, and just for being you. Thanks for in-depth conversations that stimulate my brain, for silly times we laugh out loud, for things I can't explain. For looking past my flaws and faults, and for the time you spend, for the kind things that you do for me. Thank you, friend." The reason I read them is because I do have this amazing group of women who mean the world to me, who we've always got each other's back. I'll just put it that way. We're going to talk about that in a second. And without these women in my life, the past couple of years would have been absolute hell. Absolute hell. But I'm just so grateful for you all. Now we're going to move along to what is commonly known as the problem with neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
We have a family of about 20 who live below us, don't we? And I'm not joking by any means on that. They have a four-bedroom place, and they have... Too. How many kids have they got in there?
I think it's like about 5, maybe a total of 6.
Yeah, there's like 6 kids down there, ranging from teens down to a kid that's clearly under 1 year of age. And then you've got the 2 adults.
Yeah, 4 adults.
Is there 4 of them? Wow. So there's a total of 10 people living downstairs. And it is a nightmare. It literally starts from about 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning and goes through to about 11, 12 at night and sometimes later. The kids are always out there screaming, shouting. The baby we've never seen in clothes. Only in a diaper all the time, in a diaper, in a diaper, in a diaper. And I know in this time of year it's, you know, not too bad because it's summer and everything. But even in the winter, there was a few times we saw this baby, they're walking around outside with this baby in a diaper. And, you know...
Talk about the big kids, talk about the big kids.
Which one?
You like it.
Oh yeah, but there's like another kid in there who's... He's always walking around in his underwear and everything. And they don't seem to be in school. They are beyond rude. I mean, and I'm not just saying a little bit. They are really, really beyond rude. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. The level of noise, it sounds like they play basketball in the house all the time. And... There's stairs that they've got like 3 or 4 stairs in their apartment, and you can hear them running up and down it, running up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, to the point where it actually sounds like someone's coming up and down our stairs. There are times when our dogs will actually bark, thinking that someone's coming up the stairs. Furniture-wise, they're always dumpster diving, always. We cleared out, when we moved here, obviously we just brought everything over here and everything. And a lot of stuff that didn't come up to our apartment was in the basement. So we cleared that out because the basement flooded. And, a lot of it we stuck by the dumpster because it was just beyond salvaging. Let's be perfectly honest.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we find next door has got everything on their porch. Then... People across the back from us threw out some garden chairs that were broke. They took the garden chairs and duct taped them. You know, they did all of this, yet then went out and bought an inflatable swimming pool from Walmart, and the one that they bought was like a couple of $100, which to me is crazy, because if you're going out spending a couple of $100 on a swimming pool, you know, why aren't you then using that money to buy the stuff that you are dumpster diving for? You know what I mean? Well, agree or not, what, don't you agree? I mean, yeah, if you can't, we haven't got masses of money to blow on new furniture when we need it. Like right now we need new bedding because of where Libby got attacked by that pit bull. We've got dog blood stains on our bed and the bedding actually got ripped a couple of times, that type of thing. But that's fine, you know, we make do, we've got other blankets, that type of thing. I've been the bedding that I want and I will eventually get it. The furniture we've got in our living room may not be the best, but it's clean, it's, you know, decent. You know, there's a couple more things that we want to get. It'll be fine. I need want to get a dining room table and chairs, a small one for our kitchen, just so there's somewhere for us to go and sit up and eat our dinner at instead of on our laps in the living room. But when we get the spare money to be able to do those things, we do actually go out and buy those things. Yes, we went to a hotel on the weekend, but we cashed in all of our points to be able to do that, so the hotel didn't actually cost us anything. You know, you make do and you use what funds you've got. I certainly, if I needed furniture for my son, wouldn't blow nearly $200 on an inflatable swimming pool with pumps. You know, I mean, to me, it's like the whole priority thing. And, like, right now, as I say, furniture-wise, we want to get another armchair for the living room. I need some pillows for my couch. Robert's beanbag chair. I don't know, where's the beanbag chair from the fact the beans get? When he first got that, weren't it like really plump? It's almost like the beans get compressed and everything in them. And I've seen actually online for $20, which is a really good deal, the gaming chairs, the rocker ones. He's got big spacer ups and big
ones.
But you know the rocker chairs for gaming?
Yeah.
Walmart have got them for $20 right now. So, you know, that's on my wish list as well. But you get there. You know, my main priority was making sure Robert has a bed, has the things he needs in his room. That's it. Shut up. You've got a bed, you fool. Robert, stop. But, you know, his room came before anybody else's. For the longest time, we were still sleeping on an air mattress, which was interesting because, oh, my God, it was just too funny. But anywho, you know, it's one of those things where it just amazes me how they are, like, below us. Because, I don't know, it just... It's just, to me, it's just hard. You know what I mean? To me, it's just really hard, and I don't understand why they're doing that. But I guess it's one of those things, like, who am I to judge? Anyway, we are going to play another song, and let me see. We'll play this one, and we'll be right back.
The legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force in the beginning. Up all night to get stoned. She's up all night for control. doesn't have no ribbon. Your gift keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
to the goal line, straight out the huddle. Cash money, gold mine, we just stay loyal. Boy, we getting money like we just found oil. And that's word to my red flag. I live first and leave the bush dead last. I lay it down so hard, I got a bed rash. And I just tell them to loaf it when the bread pass. Staring at you from the top of the game, man. I might drop the world if I change hands. It feel good to be here. Weezy in the building, got this rebuilt young money.
And we are back. I did have a train of thought and I totally got sidetracked and I have no clue which way I was going to go in regards to this. No, I have no idea. Actually, I'm looking over right now into our kitchen and I can see the Coke bottles with the names on, and Robert's cousin Becky has been desperately trying to find one that says Becky. And we found a one with Rebecca, and we found a one with Becca. But we haven't found Becky yet. We'll work on it. I'm determined to find it. But I've got one of those names, and the same as you, AJ. We've got those names that you are never going to find on a Coke bottle in a million years unless you order it. And it makes me wonder, like that picture, remember they had that picture that was going around Facebook with the soda aisle with all these cans and bottles everywhere, and it said, nope, still can't find my name. That's basically how I feel about Coke.
There's a share of Coke with, oh, still can't find your name.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that to the point where, you know, you hope one day you'll look there and it'll be there, but it's never going to be.
Good.
But that's fine because if necessary, to order it, it only actually costs $2 and then $2 shipping. So I will get something with my damn name on, even if it kills me doing it. And it's like, I haven't actually seen a full Matthew and I haven't seen a full Robert yet. I've got a Matt one and I got a Rob one. But never, I haven't seen a Robert, haven't seen a Matthew. But, you know, I'm hopeful. And it's got to the point now where there's a Facebook page that's called Find Your Name Coke, where people will actually put in requests and say, I'm looking for such and such a name. And then are paying people to get it, ship it to them, that type of thing. And it makes me laugh because some people are like getting so intent on having to find their name. And it just makes me giggle. It really, really does. Because, you know, it's not the end of the world. Let's be perfectly honest. It's not the end of the world if you can't find your name. You shall survive. I know the world may seem like it is going to close in on you if you don't find your name, but you will find it. Trust me. That's exactly what I just said, Robbie. You can go on the Coke website and make your own. So what is the one thing that growing up you wish you could find with your name on?
Oh, God. Wish I had like a, you know, one of those big belts.
Yep.
Bubbles. Yeah.
I always wanted anything, basically, that I could find with my name on. I wanted something that said Hazel, and I would pretty much lose my mind when I would find something with it on. I'd be like, Mom, look, my name's there, Mom! And, I've got to ask you, what is causing the red light on the ceiling right now? Yeah, in our living room, we have these two red lights that looks like the devil's eyes. Is it the world's devil?
Is it time for us to go?
She's sitting among us right now.
Sorry.
Oh my God, I think it's time for us to go.
But anyway, it just made me laugh. Like, so many people getting so serious on this whole thing. But they're saying that, you know, I have been one of those people who I'm like, fuck, when I'm looking for a Becky, it's like, find Becky! Find Becky! Look where it is! Find this! Oh, is there a Robert? You know, it's kind of funny and all this lot and everything. I'm going to be back in a minute. I am just going to play another song and probably a couple, and we'll be right back.
Living my life in a slow hell, different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sun shine in 3 damn days. Been fueling up on whiskey. Wish I had a good girl to miss me. Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my ways. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her.
I called you last night in the hotel. Everyone knows, but they won't tell. But their half-hearted smiles tell me something just ain't right. I've been waiting on you for a long time, fueling up on heartaches and cheap wine. I ain't heard from you in 3 damn nights. I put your picture away, I wonder where you've been. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to him. I put your picture away,
your picture today. I swear I'll change.
Apologize for that. For some reason, we keep losing our internet. I don't know if it's a Skype thing or what, but yeah, Skype doesn't like us tonight. As I say, we are back. Behind the scenes, I'm actually kind of dealing with a couple of things that I want to get sorted out, and you know, it's a couple of personal issues and some things to do with a couple of friends as well that I'm wanting to get sorted. So bear with me if we play more songs than we normally do. But as I say, over the past week or so, things have been completely crazy. A lot's been going on. We've got the back to schools, trying to get my stuff ready for my new career and everything, getting my resume out to places and just being ready and on call. AJ starts school again within the next week or so as well. So, you know, everything's just like really, really crazy and insane right now. So as I said, I'm trying to do a million things at once. Doesn't mean I don't love you if I'm not on speaking as much as normal, but we're going to play another song because I've got to do with something else, and then I'll be right back.
Jason.
Get jazzy on.
I'm that flight that you get on, international, first class seat on my lap, girl, riding comfortable, cause I know what that girl them need, New York to Haiti, I got this 6 counts on my passport, you make it hard to leave. Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining, all I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me. Jazzy on her.
You know the words in my song. No habla English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. I know what that girl them want. London to Taiwan. I got this 6 stamps on my passport. I think I need a new one. Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
Arenas, guns on deck, chest to chest, tongue on neck, international oral sex, every picture I take, I pose a threat, phone and jet, what you expect, her pussy so good, I bought her a pet, anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it, gotta say to my phone on the big booty, anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it, gotta say to my phone on the big booty.
Friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding me.
Okay, we are back. It is 10:19 here in the Midwest, well, Central Time, that is.
Yeah.
And I have a question for you.
For me?
For you. What do you make of that trade that the Bucks just did recently?
Oh, with getting Jared Duff.
Yeah.
It's like mixed emotions and mixed and stuff like that, because... Okay, I can understand why they want to get rid of Carl Giampino, because he got injured before the season started. I can understand that. But the guy that they picked up last season, he's like 7'1" or whatever. It's like, I think he could have got better if they would have kept him. It's like one of those things you need to think back to your mind. It's just like, Bucks, what the fuck were you thinking? That's how it was when I heard that he was in the name. But Jared Dudley is a great, great offensive forward. Something that they need anyway. Whenever it's over and they'll lose some of that weight and try to get back in NBA shape. So they'll have another threat in the offensive, which they were struggling with last year. And they do get a future first round pick, so it was, I would have to say maybe a B minus.
My thing is that they desperately got to prove ourselves, especially after last season. Milwaukee Bucks were basically a joke last season.
Yeah, the worst record in the franchise.
Do you think the they stand a good chance this season with who they picked up, through trades, through the draft, all that lot?
Oh, like to, they go, it's a definite guess that they're going to get a better record than what they did last year. That's a guarantee.
Yeah, but how much better? What are your thoughts on?
I will say they'll be fighting to get to the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to make it to the playoffs.
Oh, watch finger. I think it's going to take them a couple of years to get back there. Hello? I think it's going to take them a couple of years to get back there.
It may not even be that long. I'll say, yeah, next season they'll probably be in the playoff contender. I'll just say right now they'll be very close to fighting for that 8th spot. Either they get it or they don't.
Right.
That's going to be how it's going to be.
And, I mean, the thing is that, you know, it's going to take time. You've got all these new players coming in. I think having a really good coach is going to help.
Especially a coach that experienced everything.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Has been an NBA champion himself and also won the gold ring with the USA team. I think it was for the 2010 team. So So somebody with that big of a caliber on his resume, although he picked up the pieces when he was in Brooklyn, although in the beginning they struggled and they picked themselves back up,
right.
They actually went to the second round of the playoffs. You're going to take a lot from the coach of Jason Kidd and what his plans is coaching-wise with the Bucks. So that would be interesting to see.
Well, you know, I'm hoping the with everything that does go on, that they are able to push their way through, you know what I mean, and to be able to come back. And hopefully the fans are going to be more behind them. And
right.
Do you know what I mean? Just to be able to get them going and push, 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 push.
I agree. And it's just like, you know, like Minnesota, they haven't been in the playoffs in 10 years.
Right.
And I think, like 2 years.
And I think the thing is that it's not so much, people would be fine if they didn't make it to the playoffs, if they at least tried. Do you know what I mean? If they were like battling each time, each time, each time, each time, each time. If that had been what had happened and they just didn't make it, but they had battled, not that they had so many losses, like ridiculously few wins and everything,
right.
Then it would be a whole different story, you know what I mean? But
right.
We'll see. Hopefully it's going to be a good thing.
Well, preseason is a month away, so...
What are your thoughts on the Packers?
Ooh, always say... This is ever since they won Super Bowl 45, which was a shock to me. Although I know the guys in CBS had called it that they were going to win that year. And now, and like ever since then, I've been saying that every single year, that, oh, they're going to win it all, they're going to win it all. So I'm going to be a little bit different on this one. I think if their defense is intact, if their defense is good altogether, I think they can be a very, very dominant team this season. They got the offense, they just need to get that defense going. And hopefully they get that together.
Who do you think stands, you know, looks really good in the NFL from what you've heard and everything so far?
Like team-wise?
Yeah.
I think that Oakland could be a little surprising team to watch out for. That's one of them. Giants going to bounce back from their devastating season last year. Not very close to making it to the playoffs, so look out for them. And maybe look out for the New York Jets. You look out for them as well.
I'm not sure. You know what, I'm going to root for the Dolphins any day of the week.
Hey, it's a possibility. They were very close last year, too.
Hopefully they'll make it a bit further, you know. Can you imagine me if the Dolphins faced the Packers? Oh, my God.
I don't think they do this year.
No, but I'm saying, can you imagine me if they did? Oh, I'd be torn both ways. Are we going to take another quick break? As I say, I'm trying to multitask here and everything. We're going to take another break, and we will be right back. But this time, I think we are going to have this.
This just in. DJ Khaled is on the run. Khaled is wanted by an evil assailant group affiliated with censoring the powerful voice of the people. But the movement will not be stopped. Khaled, we got your back. We the best.
Oh, DJ Khaled!
Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, on to North Carolina, Philadelphia, Virginia. From down in Miami, where it's warm in the winter. On up to Minnesota, where it's storm in the winter. Texas, here, Tallahassee, Mississippi, holla at me. B&H Town, Southside, Cloverland, daddy, I'm the man out of Dallas. Better ask Dallas. Catman, Cali, with my eyes open, valley. Blowing that street.
6'3", we're getting switching. Red light shot, make it drop on the bitch. Got a rock on trip, blow your head out with it. Anything you hear that I said, I meant it. Kane got the crown, then spit out with it. Say you need bricks, I said, I get it.
Gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment. Let me go and get my camera. take it to the Momo. You can bring a friend, or you can ride solo. Let me get my camera so we can take a photo. Baby, when we make love, it's like
I don't know what you mean, it's like, but shawty, all I wanna know is
Sexy can I visit you at work, when you sliding down the pole, no panties, no shirt. Then you climb back up the pole, then you drop and do the splits. You make that booty talk, baby, then you want some new shit. I make it rain in the club,
you don't know what you mean, like, but baby, all I wanna know.
Pardon my manners, girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life. It's a cold ass moment, let me go and get my camera.
You know what it is. Boys hitting or who raised Nellin. So when I give it to her, I know that she ain't telling. See, I'm a go getter, and she a go get it. You already know she is. Sexy, can I send for you red eye? Fresh out the pool, no towel, let it air dry. And if you ain't tonight, then you can watch the tour bus go by.
Sexy, can I just pardon my man? Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know is sexy, can I hit it from the front, can I hit it from the back? Know you like it like that. Then we take it to the bed, then we take it to the floor. Then we chill for a second, then we back at it some more. Sexy, can I just pardon my man? Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera. Can I just have some fun?
We about to turn the mansion now, and we can do it with the cameras out.
So some of you have been following us on Facebook and saying that we're trying to do the I Must Ask You a Question campaign, where people are going to be taking photos of themselves wearing pink and blue moustaches and posting photos. This is to raise awareness for pregnancy and infant loss, which happens to coincide with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That is why we are doing this double duty type of thing, double duty. We're doing the fundraiser for pregnancy and infant loss awareness, and then we're also doing a fundraiser for breast cancer awareness, and we're combining the two into one thing, and it's, to me, it's going to be awesome. We're also going to do something called Light the Lake, which is something that myself and my friend Jenna are doing. The mustache campaign is something that myself and my friend Missy are doing. And well, I was looking at what they're on about. This is from a robbery earlier, and this woman's got a possession of that was stolen, which is good. But yeah, we're going to be doing all of this. It's coming up for a very, very busy month for Maddie's memory. And I wanted to point out to people, there's a lot of accusations going around saying that we pocket the money that is donated to us. AJ can attest to, so can anybody who's ever been in my household attest. There is always a box of something waiting to go. Always. We're doing bags that are going to go out in October. There's going to be 10 of those. The stuff for that has been ordered. The mustaches are waiting for the glaze to arrive so I can glaze them. Those are going to be mailed out. I've got teddy bears that are waiting to be donated, to be taken somewhere. My friend Jenna's coming into town to pick up some memorial bags that are going to be going to hospitals, to the county above us. You know, if we made money from this, you know, there'd be a lot of differences going on. Everything that we get goes straight back out in one form or another. A lot of the stuff that's purchased is purchased off of our own money. That's the other thing. We don't very often get monetary donations. We get goods donated to us. We get hats, baby blankets, miniature cloth diapers, teddy bears, butterflies. Things like that always coming in, and they go out so very quickly. The demand coming into us from overseas, from the US, from England, Canada, Australia, Europe, is so high. Stuff is always being mailed out. And it's something that we're really, really proud of that we're doing. We're doing this because there's a need for it. I opened up the books to actually make proof of life certificates for families, and within 2 months I have mailed out 150 of them. 150, I don't even know if people can wrap their heads around that. That is an incredible amount of proof of life certificates that are here, that were mailed out to people. They went to Australia, they went to Canada, they went to England, obviously to the places around the US. I have some that went to Germany, I have 3 that went to France, 1 that went to China, 1 that actually went to Japan.
Wow.
We're not just touching within this country, it's going worldwide. So that tells you that it's a thing that happens everywhere. And as quick as pages like mine are popping up, the need for those pages is there. A lot of my friends who I deal with run those pages as well. There's Angel Babies that's run by Alicia. There's Precious Angel Society, which is run by Cara. There's Taylor's Treasures, which is run by Vicky. I can't think. My mind has gone blank. Ian's Elephants does something similar. They send out elephants. Robbie's Rabbits, obviously, they send out rabbits. My mind's gone completely blank on this whole thing. There are just so many. The need is there. As I say, 1 in 4 women experience loss of some kind. And the need is there. So you can, if you want to, criticize everything we do, but you're not walking in our footsteps and you're not dealing with us. You're coming in from the sideline and think you know what's going on when you don't. A lot of people who make these accusations, we haven't spoken with in a good couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So you're pulling stuff straight out of your derriere and believing what you want to believe. That's fine. That's your prerogative. You can do and say what you like. But I will defend what I do. I have friends who will defend what I do. I've invited perfect strangers into my home to see the paperwork that we have of every single thing that we do. And to invite complete strangers in there to do that should actually attest to the fact that we are an open book. And that's what we do. We just let people, if you want to come and see our paperwork, then that's fine. Come see our paperwork. Come and see everything we do. Come and see the letters that we've received from families, from hospitals and stuff. You know, everything's there. I have faxed it to people. I've emailed it to people. As I say, I've had people come to my home and have looked at it. And they can continue to do so. I have nothing to hide in regards to that. We have a lot of support, and that is so wonderful. And there are so many events that are going on in the community that is just totally, totally outstanding. I'm so proud of everyone for their hard efforts and the fact that a lot of people are turning something so tragic into something that's so positive. So huge thank you to everybody who's taking their time to do those things. It's totally amazing. To see all that. So we're going to play another song and we'll be right back for the final 15 minutes of the show.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long, caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Flashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life, like when and where.
changes when the leaves began to change. Oh, how we thought those days would never end. Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again.
And we were trying different things and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Okay, so we got the last 15 minutes of the show. So I have a question for you. there was petitions going around Facebook and also all over the internet about police officers wearing those cameras that are attached to their uniforms. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, God, I guess my thing is I really don't have an opinion on there. Like, I can understand why some people would want it, but it's also a good thing for cops as well to wear them, just because, you know, you have, like, a situation where you have the suspects try to twist the stories and stuff.
And see, and that's one of the reasons why I agree that I think it's a good idea, because a lot of times it comes down to he said, she said.
Exactly.
And part of the issues that I actually have in regards to the fact that they don't wear them is this. We've seen a spate over the past few years of people getting killed by cops. A lot. Let's be perfectly honest. Now, I'm not saying that these people were killed because of something they've done or something they didn't do.
Right.
At the end of the day, there's a lot of issues that we don't know what went on. And things like those cameras will actually clear up a lot of situations. A lot of situations.
Exactly.
Like, the whole issue is that there was a gentleman who was killed down Red Arrow Park in Milwaukee. He was shot. And rumor has it that he was actually a schizophrenic who was off his medication at the time. And people are saying the cops overreacted, the cops overreacted. The cop is saying that the guy appeared to be holding a weapon, so he shot in self-defense. Now, a camera like that will actually resolve that issue. It records everything, both visual and audible. So you're going to have the conversations, you're going to hear what's going on, and things will get cleared up. Now, I'm not saying every person who got shot deserved to, so please don't get me wrong in regards to that. I'm saying there's a lot of dirty cops out there who twist things to their own advantage.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a lot of people who play innocent who twist things to their advantage as well.
Mm-hmm.
This will help solve so many problems. It's also an amazing teaching device for the police authority as well. And there's something that really needs to be done. So hopefully, you know, a lot of signatures were collected. Hopefully it'll go through. And as I say, it's going to benefit everybody. Because things can then be used in court. If, say, for example, a suspect is shot and killed and he was totally innocent, he did do nothing, they're going to have the video to prove that. They're going to have the video to say, this cop is a shady piece of crap. And on the reverse side of it, if the person did do something wrong, the cop's going to be able to say, look, he did this, this, and this, and the camera backs it up. So that's like one of the good things in regards to it. What else do you think that the police need to do to improve themselves in a community?
I think some just need to be out in some of these certain streets more. That's what I think.
Which areas, though?
Well, where we're at right now, for one. Maybe, like, parts of the, Especially like they're teenagers, they're doing wrong, just like that robbery that happened here earlier this week, that a kid got shot because the person was defending himself.
Yep.
This is like, one, why are some of these kids are out there at this time of day, well, time of night,
mm-hmm.
and two, why they are not home.
And see, and that's where it comes down to in my feelings as well, it's down to parents' responsibility. You know, parents have got to stop being parents. It's time to stop this mamby-pambering, pat on the back and everything, and be parents. If a kid needs to be told off, a kid needs to be told off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a kid needs to be grounded, have their phone taken away, whatever, for crying out loud, do it. Be a parent. Be a parent. And then, you know, I don't know about you, but I even now, I'm going to be 40 years old in 3 weeks, and even now, if my mom talks in a certain tone, I quake in fear. That's called, you know, being brought up right. I was brought up, I wasn't dragged up. And, you know, my mom is now my friend. I respect her for what she did, but she was never my friend growing up. She was my parent. You know, her and my stepdad forced me to get a job. They forced me to make decisions. They put timelines on me. And I had, like, one of my timelines was when I either had a choice when I graduated high school, get a job or go on to college. I went on to college. Not a problem. When I graduated college, it was, you've got a couple of weeks to find yourself a job and either start paying us rent or you move out. I decided to move out. It's like, if I'm going to be paying rent, I'm paying rent on my own place. You know what I mean? And I did that. I moved out. I moved actually in with my now ex-husband, but I left home. And that's the whole thing, is that you've got to start saying to kids, okay, this, this, and this is what you need to do. And if your kids don't follow through with it, you've got to follow through with whatever punishment that you've landed. That's why, as I said, I have no issue with Robert living with us when he goes to college and when he goes further. Hold on, Bucks are talking on TV because I could separate you as well.
Best
movement
is a wrong rusty after the disaster. My position is lost.
Okay. Anyway, what I was saying is this. Robert is welcome to live here when he finishes college and everything, but he'll be expected to contribute towards household bills. He'll be expected to contribute towards the food and everything. You know, I'm not having him be one of those kids who, you know, the joke, lives in mama's basement while mama pays all the bills. No, you sit laying under my roof and you're working. You're contributing. Simple as that. My son already has his plans of what he wants to do laid out pretty firmly. You know, he's got plans. This is what he wants to do. He wants to follow a certain career. And that's great. I'm proud of him for doing that. You know, and, but it's like, seriously, people really, really need to start this whole business of being parents. I'm proud of the fact that I know some amazing parents, but then I've seen some who, you know, there was one person who is the girlfriend of a friend of ours who had a status up saying, oh, glad the kid's gone to bed, now it's time to spark a joint and drink some beer. Seriously, huh? Right, but you don't put stuff like that up on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
What the hell did he do to his hair?
It was a color war.
No, we don't cut hair like that. AJ Hawkins.
You talk about when he had his
own? No, but it's like shape.
Oh.
Anyway.
That's the one to do it that way.
But my whole thing is that you don't put out on Facebook stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, you've got to keep certain things under wraps.
True.
You know, what's the next day? Oh, kid's gone to bed. I'm going to go get laid now. Come on, people. Facebook don't mean you have to post every damn thing that's going on in your life. Give a highlight reel. Oh, hold on. Is it back? It's a McDonald's commercial. Boo, it's not back yet. I'm waiting for the McRib to come back. Yeah, we got to wait for the McRibs to come back. Can't wait for that day. Anyhow, we're going to play another song. And for the last couple of minutes of the show, I'm actually going to talk about some grievances that I have in regards to the wrestling community and certain things that were said by certain people, and I will be naming names. So that's coming right after this song. We will be right back. Loads of love to everybody. If I can find the song. I'll get there. Hold on. Oh, where is it? Here we go. We'll be right back.